And we're live. Hello, everyone. This is our second podcast. And here I have one new person and the rest of the podcast team. Podcast team, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Okay, so we have a new person here today. Matron, would you like to give a little introduction about yourself?
Hi, hello, I'm Matron, I'm like district attorney on the judicial branch of the White House, and I'm from Italy.
Woo!
That's all.
Cool. So
that was far better than anyone's.
I low-key thought that you were a duck attorney for a second. I'm not gonna lie, your accent made it seem like you said duck attorney.
No, district attorney.
District attorney.
I heard duck. And I was like, attorney for duck?
Quack.
Okay, so before we start off, Happy New Year's from the podcast team. By the time you hear this,
Happy New Year.
It's 2021. We're recording this on New Year's Eve. And what time is it, Joe?
What time is it? It's 11 minutes past 10.
Why don't you just say 22, 11, 11?
Like, because I don't care.
So, basically 10, 11.
Oh, sorry.
No.
That's very confusing.
Ruben, are you in the same time zone?
Yeah, we are.
And how about you, Matron?
For me, is 11 and 11.
Oh, 11, 11.
Yeah.
He's almost there.
Right on the spot.
Well, oh wait, we're not allowed copyright music.
What?
What music?
What music?
I didn't sing. Got away with that one.
Oh, it's okay. We're not gonna get copyrighted. And then Steph, what time is it for you?
5:12.
Yeah.
PM.
And it's 2:12 PM for me. So I'm probably...
Yay!
I'm way behind everyone.
Yeah, I'm the nearest to the new year.
So for today, Steph is actually going to host this podcast. And she can take it away right now.
Pardon me, sorry.
Okay, so, excuse me?
Sorry.
In burp.
Didn't
do anything.
Like, did you say something?
Yes, man.
Okay,
I didn't say anything.
We are talking about New Year's resolutions and what we expect of how about 2020 and 2021 as a whole. So, for me, my New Year's resolution would probably be to not mess up all the time. I mean, everyone in this call podcast should know that I make a lot of mistakes, like a lot of mistakes.
Maybe,
so, I'm going to try to do less of them.
Or like not getting fired every 2 months.
Oh, did he just burn me? Oh,
hey, you know
yeah,
what?
I did.
You want me to cut that stuff?
No, it's okay. I don't care. I'm different inside.
Steph, you know we love you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you're in SS now, so you're cool, I guess.
Yeah, I am cool. I'm the coolest SS trainer around.
Oh, no, come on.
I would like to say my New Year's resolution is to do better with my diet. I've been going on and off with my vegetarian lifestyle eating habits because I just can't resist. I can't help it. I love my meat, but I don't know. I'm trying so hard to go to vegetarian. So 2021, I'll try to become a vegetarian this time.
Yeah, that's... just wait until you just start eating chicken again or something.
I know.
I mean, chicken.
Like,
sorry, is it just you who's the vegetarian? Do you live alone, or...?
No, I live with my family. They're regular, like, just whatever. but
they're gonna give you temptations.
Yeah, they're gonna give me temptations, really bad temptations, especially when they cook freaking T-bone steaks like every month.
That smell is gonna haunt you forever now.
Yeah, but it's okay. I have a system already, and I've been doing it for a month, and I've seen a lot of changes with like my weight and like how I eat, or like, yeah, just my eating habits gotten much better. So that's what I plan for 2021, is just to keep going.
No, I respect that. I think that's pretty cool, to be honest.
I mean, yeah. Mine's pretty similar, because I want to become fit, because I applied for the Air Force, and I got accepted, and I'm too unhealthy. Thank you.
Oh, congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Congrats.
So
That's me clapping, by the way.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear that?
No, we can't.
It's good that we can't hear you clapping.
Here, I'll clap for you.
So I need to start going to the gym. I know everyone says that every year. I'm going to go to the gym this year. And signs up for the gym and never actually goes. I actually intend on going. Also to stop drinking, because it's not good for you.
Oh, you drink.
What do you mean drink? Stop drinking.
Drink.
Alcohol, presumably.
Yeah, that.
No, we just stop drinking water.
One thing I learned when you're a vegan is that you can still drink spirits, so vodka is your best friend.
Oh god.
I mean, vodka's pretty much my best friend already.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking vodka tonight. I've currently got Corona. The beer.
Ooh.
Do you? Oh.
Oh, frick.
Why'd you do it like that?
Why?
Just to be precise and...
No, because
it's not the same time right now.
I always find it going around like Tesco's. Tesco's is a big supermarket, if you don't know, if you're not from the UK. Big supermarket, like the place to go for the lads. And I like going around looking at all the Corona sales and like, there's none left. I'm going, yeah, everyone's got Corona. Because I have a
That's
sad
horrible.
I should be staying at home though. So who's next?
Matron?
Me or
Ruben? It's Matron.
Oh, okay. No. Well, 2020 has been like a real roller coaster for me. It's been really a difficult year. And for 2021, my year resolution is to I don't know, I'm to get healthier, I think, not just physically but also mentally. That's my year resolution, and start climbing again. I used to go climbing, rock climbing. Yeah, rock climbing, but mostly in a gym or.
Oh, that's cool.
But
actually,
right now everything is closed, so.
Because everyone's getting a vaccine.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
I mean, I haven't gotten it yet.
So, where I am in the UK, we've just approved another vaccine. One in Oxford University.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right at the bottom of the list to get it, because they're like prioritising key workers, so the NHS, the health service, all that, which I completely understand. I'm in no rush to get it, because I'm currently staying at home.
Yeah.
Because my workplace closed down. Yay, no work.
Wow.
Oh. No, is it like closed permanently?
Not closed permanently. We closed when we went into tier 4, because there's no point of us being, well, I don't see any point of us being open anyway, because I work in a gambling.
Can I ask you a question, Joe? Is that like tiers, like region based in the UK, or like?
So it is not region based. No, it's definitely not region based, because we've got some places down the south that are like tier 4, and then some in tier 2, tier 3. it's to do with our infection rate. So
okay, yeah. Because here in Italy it is region based. Like we are going like for a color chart, like red, yeah, yellow, and green.
Yeah,
red, yellow, orange.
So
red, orange, yellow, and green.
So the way we're doing it, we're looking at the infection rate and seeing which ones have got the worst infection rate. But it all depends on the infection rate and how quickly it's spreading, if that makes sense. I don't completely understand it myself. I'm just enjoying the time off work.
I get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, besides that history lesson, yeah, Ruben, buddy, your resolution.
Hello.
Hi, Ruben.
Yes, hello. Hey.
Hello.
That's your New Year's resolution.
It's
like hey.
Third time. Oh, okay.
My. No, maybe just something new. I'm kind of bored. I don't know how to say it.
I kind of get that vibe, to be honest.
Wow.
It's like, you know, when you've just done something that's just been the same for the past however long it has been, and you just want something new to come along.
Yeah,
I know that feeling.
A change,
but it's
in
quite
your
vague,
routine?
Like,
or something.
And probably not. It's probably, it could be even be like a, I don't know,
in your life,
a new job, for example, or just something new to do. I'm just kind of sick.
Are you finally
bored,
leaving
just...
the White House?
No, but, well, I have always. The fun thing is, I have actually thought about. I should have quit about 12 months ago after I got vet, because I stayed in this role up until I was eligible to get veteran status, and that's literally my only intention. But here I am 12 months later. I don't know. I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe something new. I'll try to get something new. Could even be a new job in real life or something like that. I don't know.
Anyways, so what do we expect?
We talk crap about other departments, but
I mean, I've honestly believed that Habbo 2020 is probably going to be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, but I am positive that it'll get better in 6 months, and that's just in my opinion.
It's hard. It's hard to describe. I don't like it. It's different, and I don't like differences. But yeah, I think it's going to have to be something we're going to have to get used to. It's going to take a while to get used to as well.
Just by, like, I am on Twitter right now, on the Habbo Twitter, and they just, like, mentioned for the first time the Save Habbo campaign. Like, right now. It's the first time I see them mentioning the Save Habbo campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time?
Say, yeah. Since we, like, all the agencies, we tweeted our campaign, they never answered that. So it's the first time. I'm right now on their Twitter page, and they say, we also seen the Save Habbo campaign the global community has been running. As you can probably imagine, a lot of people from the Habbo team have been following closely. You can expect a response when things start to pick up again in the new year. In the meantime, our developers are working extraordinarily hard to improve the state of the open beta before supporting for Flash removed. Also, thanks for the lovely response to the past few scheduled tweets we posted here. That's the tweet for the Habbo.
Wow, thank you. Well, I guess we can look forward to something promising, but we don't know what they're gonna... But we don't know what they're gonna hold out.
I'm still completely undecided on it. I've only played on the beta for a tiny little bit, but the way it looks and the way it just feels completely different, especially with the little level bar. I don't understand that. Why do I need to be a level to play Habbo?
Yeah, that's...
It's not Club Penguin.
Club Penguin, oh man.
I think that right now it's literally unplayable for the amount of bugs there still are. I know it's a beta, but they had months also maybe a year to develop it. It's like literally not acceptable to have so many bugs in it.
Right, there's another issue. It's not great for agencies, is it? Because
it's not
one of the badges. Literally in base right now, we've got a trainee that's saying they can't join the badge because it's full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bug.
Why?
I just lost half of my badges are gone. Like, because I cannot.
ID is going to be gone soon too, the training ID. So that'll be interesting to say the least.
Yeah, mine's not only because everyone here is on SSID, because when we first join a White House, the first badge we have is the SSID. So we all have it, that badge. But not only that, I'm losing my DOJ badge. I'm losing like United Eagles badge because we are too few.
United Eagles are done.
I still wear that badge with pride.
Remember United Eagles? I remember United Eagles.
I think I played like one game for them and I never turned up to training, so I got thrown off the team.
I never played one game, but I've been promoted as captain.
Oh, congratulations.
Without even playing one game.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Are you guys excited that we're going to shut down? Hella different.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to Roblox or something. It's gonna be a
good fun fact. I'm hosting.
I'm looking for the Minecraft, not Roblox.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, we've got a Minecraft.
No, that's a rivalry between like, Minecraft what, and Roblox.
No.
Sorry.
$26. $50.
$30. Yeah, that's a bit of a like literally. That's quite different.
I think it was about £15.
Yeah, when I bought it was £15.
Which would
so
be
it's
about
probably gone up.
$20?
Ours is a little bit more. In dollars.
That's good. That's because of Microsoft. Blame Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft make it.
Wait, it depends where you're looking. Are you looking on Mojang or are you looking on Microsoft?
Mojang.
Are you
because there's like Windows. There's like Minecraft Windows 10, and then they've got like the normal Java version.
What is it? The Java edition or whatever?
Yeah, that's
prices
it.
Have changed a lot. I remember when I bought it, it was cheaper. But it was 8 years ago.
This is exciting, but I have to go, guys. So I love you all.
How dare you?
Happy New Year!
I have to go.
Happy New Year, Steph.
We're going.
No, you have. Happy right,
New Year,
this is.
Bye, Steph. Happy New Year.
Don't worry, we still have everyone here. We're going to continue to talk and try to move on with the podcast.
Anyway.
So,
weren't we just talking about Halo 2020?
Yeah.
And then we switched to Minecraft. The price of Minecraft.
Okay,
and Microsoft sensation.
Roblox, and then
but Roblox, though. So I'm buying private servers for the White House so that we can play games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that it's private and that like nobody can like mess around in our server.
No, I was saying that there's been kind of a rivalry between Minecraft and Roblox. So if you like Minecraft team.
Yeah, Minecraft's good.
I don't know. Roblox has just been on TikTok lately, so I've been going on it.
It's not been on mine, so what have you just been watching a load of Roblox content?
Yeah,
that's probably why.
I can't help it. Every time something funny pops up, I like it. And guess what? I get more Roblox music videos.
No, thing is that Roblox and Minecraft are very, very, very similar in the fact they are very open-ended.
Yeah.
You can create anything, both in Minecraft and both in Roblox. It's just like a personal preference. I prefer Minecraft, but I get if someone prefer Roblox, it's like
plus a difference too, like
personal preferences.
It's free to play on Roblox, but you have to pay to like do certain things, like changing your clothes and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's
renting,
the way
to make
money.
Or not renting bikes, servers.
that's the same of Minecraft. You can download Minecraft for free and you can play it. Yeah,
you can.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to create an account and change skin and join servers, you need to pay for it.
See, I don't mind paying for the base game. It just comes because like Roblox, I know it's free, but then you got to pay for all the extras. With Minecraft, you're paying your base fee and that's it, I think. Except if you're playing Xbox One edition,
you pay your 18 quids and you're done for life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Sorry, Lauren, we don't want to flood with our gaming discussions.
Oh, no, you're fine, because I play games too.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You've got a gamer girl right here.
Stop! This is not about games!
To be honest, the worst game it's a game that I love, but it's like the prices are so messed up. It's The Sims 4, or like all The Sims, because every update is like €20 each.
You say Sims?
Yeah, The Sims.
I have Sims 4 right now.
I don't have all the updates, because every update it costs literally for me it's €20 each.
It's $5 right now. It's a fun fact. Oh my God. Yeah. And all their packs and expansions and all that are 50% off. So like if you get a pack, it's like $5. If you get an expansion, it's $20. It's a great deal.
$20 for an expansion is way too much.
Okay. Anyone else want to bring up a game since we're talking about this?
Let's play Among Us.
Yeah, Among Us? Or Amongst Them. Amongst Them
on Roblox.
It's like €3.
Or we could just play Mole, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. What else did I used to play before? I play a lot of RPG stuff.
I've been playing Minecraft for years, guys. See, I don't game as much.
League was my big game. League of Legends was pretty good, but then
purely
I stopped.
Purely because of the fact I have a job.
What'd you say,
Joe? It's true, Lauren.
I'll let everyone else finish. I'm just mumbling.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
No, I am just on the Origins store, and Sims is like, for me, it's €6.
It's really cheap.
Yeah, but
it's really cheap.
I already have it, and I play, and I paid like €40 for that.
Hey, you can buy more packs then. Continue, Joe.
So, what I was saying, I know we're talking about games here, but since when I turned 18, I just stopped playing games as much as I used to, because commitments in real life, like work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Now I'm back in lockdown, and well, it's pretty much a lockdown, you know. I'm just here trying to entertain myself out throughout the day, and gaming is like one of the only freedoms I can get and finish, I think.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons not only Habbo had like a resurgence on users like myself, for example, but like also Minecraft was like dying in the past years, and this year it blew up again.
What blew up?
Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft has always been there. I've just been going in and out, though. I could never commit like for a long time. I think the longest I've committed was like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks of straight up Minecraft with friends. I remember I played with, I played with Jose. Jose, shout out to Jose, hello. You probably know him as Nobeliums. Jose, he hosted a Minecraft server, and it was me and Nicole and Jacob and Jose. If you didn't know, me, Jose, and Jacob used to play Call of Duty together. But then we moved on to Minecraft, and I almost got to the end, but everyone was like, no, like, I don't want to go to the end. But I'm like, who else is going to play?
If you are a lot in the Minecraft world, like me, because I've been in it for like 8 years, as I was saying that before. But I don't know if you, I've been on a server with that was like on a YouTube series. Not by me, but by others. Famous Minecrafters.
Who?
And,
oh wait.
I don't know if you know B00.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't watch Minecraft stuff.
In the Minecraft community, there are two, maybe three, but two of them like died. Famous like communities. One is Minecraft. The other one is the
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft. The other one is the Vlogcast. The other one is the Vlogcast, and the other one is Minecraft. Hermicraft. I'm sorry. Hermicraft is like a community, and they are like the successors to Minecraft.
Can I just say, since we're talking about Minecraft, have you guys seen those videos of people going to Minecon? And they would cut the Minecraft all the thing. Like awkward stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
They would like cut it all. Dedicated the Minecraft Wham. It cracks me up every time. What's the detonated Wham to the server?
Dedicated Wham.
How much dedicated Wham should I give?
I love that's Minecraft. My favorite.
Dedicated Wham.
Dedicated Wham.
We're talking about Wham. And I'm holding Wham record in my hand.
Rom.
Wham.
Ram.
Wham.
Wham.
Ram Ranch.
What's everyone's favorite Wham? Wham. 18.
You know we love that.
Are we going to have like a deleted scenes of this?
Dedicated Wham.
Yeah,
hey, baby girl.
Maybe I'll cut it down. Hello? I don't know if anyone else got Cyberpunk.
No.
Cyberbullied.
I was debating it, and then I decided I'll wait till I get next gen, because at the moment I'm too poor, and they're out of stock everywhere.
It honestly reminds me of Fallout, for some reason. Just the gameplay.
Oh, because it's buggy.
Part. Yeah.
Because it's buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Fallout, Fallout 4, it was so buggy.
Oh, let's talk about Fallout 76.
Fallout 76? I stopped playing that after like a month.
I pre-ordered it thinking it was going to be really
me
good.
Me too!
And I was wrong.
I was so
I paid like £70 for that game.
Then it got cheaper and I'm like...
It's on Game Pass.
What Game Pass? For what?
Xbox.
Xbox? Man, they're paying for the wrong game Pass. Games. They put
well,
the wrong
because,
games on there.
Because Microsoft bought Bethesda.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I remember now.
Yeah.
All that. I remember all that controversy.
Because they're saying, oh, the Elder Scrolls are going to be Xbox exclusive now, and yada yada yada.
Yeah. Wow.
Games.
Games. Gains. I gotta admit, I've gained a few pounds during this lockdown.
This is the most honest answer I've heard about games.
Gains! Not like I'm gaining any muscle.
Oh, I tried that and it didn't work.
It's really hard.
I've got muscle gainer and it don't work. No, I tell a lie. I couldn't be able to do a single press up or push up, whatever you want to call it. Now I can do three.
Clap for you, man. That's the best. Man, if you can do three, then I can do like one.
I need to
I'm
do
so
20.
Lazy. Anything
I
before?
Need to start doing also yoga.
Oh, yoga. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've never done yoga, apart from the Wii Fit yoga, which was awful.
It was offered at my high school. I got to do it for PE.
Did you do yoga for EP? Physical education?
Yeah.
I done snooker
played
for PE.
Volleyball.
We had snooker.
What? You know, snooker?
Yeah, snooker.
Snooky.
Yeah, I have
snooker.
No idea what's that.
It's that you know the table, the green one with balls that you
it
hit around.
Ping pong?
It's kind of like pool.
No, it's like pool.
Apart from it's a bigger table. And instead of potting like either a striped or a spot ball,
Oh,
yeah, that's
like 8-ball.
What you do?
Yeah,
what you do? You hit a red ball, and then you get the option to put a coloured ball. Preferably, you want to go for the black ball because it's worth the most. And then you just repeat that process until all the red balls are gone, and your opponent can't catch you up. It's a very complicated sport, but we played.
Physical education?
Well, yeah, because what we'd done. The UK had something, well, I'm not sure every school had it. It was called functional snooker. So it was to do with math. And our school had a big sort of deal with it, I guess. We had like professional snooker players in our school, ex-snooker players, real snooker players.
Snooker?
And they like promoted it. Snooker, yeah.
How do you spell that? I'm gonna look at this.
S-N-O-W-O-K.
I'll put it in the chat.
Oh.
It's a big table, and wow. Like some of the best players you got, like Ronnie O'Sullivan, Mark Selby. I'm big into my sports because I work with sports all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the pictures.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, I would suggest watching a game, but
there are a lot of red balls.
I'm like, gonna be right back. I need to use the bathroom real quick. But keep talking.
Now she's gone.
Question is asked.
Ruben, what game did you play in PE?
So we had golf, I remembered.
Golf.
And gymnastics. Yeah, golf.
Indoor or outdoor golf?
Bit of both. Mainly outdoor though. I remembered having no patience whatsoever for playing golf though.
I wouldn't call this PE, but every Tuesday in our school, we used to have a teacher called Mr. Tether. Tuesdays became tossing with Tether, as bad as that sounds, because this teacher was Canadian and he loved frisbee, like ultimate frisbee, and we just played that Tuesdays, and henceforth it became tossing with Tether.
What?
Yeah.
Was he a PE teacher or?
No, he was a science teacher.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. So I remember one lesson. I think it was year 11. PE was just pointless at the time. Our PE teacher was like, "What sport do you want to play?" I was like, "I want to play frisbee." Like, are you on crack?
The story is that you ended up like being like a frisbee fanatic.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm back
because this was my final year of school, and there was no point in doing PE. I would have preferred doing my revision for my exams, but you know, Tuesdays were tossing Tuesdays or tossing with Tether.
I love tossing with Tether. I wish I'd been there.
I guess we can finish it off. We've been talking.
Can we start it again, almost like from the beginning?
Whoa! You're telling me 50 minutes worth of content isn't enough?
But like half of the content will be cut out, so.
Not really. I just cut out a lot of the silence, and if there's anything that should be cut out, it takes me like at least like an hour to edit the whole thing, but yeah.
I've got nothing else to add, so I'm...
Yeah, same.
Well, I'm waffling.
Hopefully we can have more guests on our podcast. We're always looking for more people to join the podcast team.
Can we try and get Brian May?
Who?
Oh, no.
No, the Queen... guitarist.
The lead guitarist of Queen. Well, the funny
fact... Wait, what? I'm really confused as to who you're trying to recruit now.
Brian May.
Who's that?
He's the lead guitarist.
It's the main guitarist from Queen.
Oh, right. I was confused. I thought you were talking about someone in Minecraft. Sorry, why
Minecraft?
Guys, it's midnight for me. It's midnight for me.
Happy New Year!
Merry New Year. Happy New Year.
Yay.
Happy New Year, everybody. Wait, I need to text my girlfriend or else she get mad.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What? Oh, interesting. I feel like I'm learning more about people day by day.
Okay, so
I ain't got no boyfriend. So thank you everyone for listening. Unfortunately, Steph didn't join us all the way to the end. She had to leave in the middle because
she couldn't make it.
Yeah, she's celebrating with her family. Yeah. So this is us signing off. This is a way longer podcast than it was expected it to be, but that's what a podcast really is that it's just a long episode of like us talking and like talking about different topics, and sometimes we go off topic, sometimes we don't. It just really depends on how the episode goes. So I hope y'all had a great time listening. If you skipped through, I don't really care. I hope you all have a great New Year's.
Happy New Year. No, let's do a rendition of the song Happy New Year by Abba.
You're not going to let me sing. Hold on.
Okay.
Can someone play that on Abba radio?
On go, you press play. Oh yeah, this is us finishing off with the song. So goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
I'm just being all-star.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm nervous. No more champagne. No more champagne. And the
no
fireworks
more champagne
are through.
The fireworks
here we are.
Here we are, me and you. You're not even getting the rhythm right. What? Feeling in blue. It's the end of the party. And the morning seems so gray. So I'm like, yesterday. Now the time for us to say.
Get ready.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year. Now and then. Of a world where
every neighbor is a friend.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Lauren's not even singing.
I can't.
Down. And die.
You and I.
Sometimes I see.
And a
brave world.
How it thrives in the ashes of
his
oh,
all
yes,
my
man,
life.
We are way out of sick, guys.
And thinks he'll be okay. Dragging on feet of clay. He's astray. Going anyway.
Get ready, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. If we don't,
we might as well lay down
and die.
You and I.
I feel like, okay, I'm not sure if we're off.
This is going fantastic. This was a
no, we were.
You should have prepared a bit more.
Like, miles out of sync. Sorry.
Seems to me now that the dreams we had before
are all dead.
Nothing more than confetti on the floor.
In another 10 years' time,
who can say what we'll find? What lies down waiting down the line? The end of
89.
Is it that old?
Happy New Year.
I think that was pretty good.
Lots of love. The Office of Communication.
I'm gonna
podcast.
Have so much
Happy
fun
New
listening
Year.
To this.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not listening to this app.